EMP, electromagnetic pulse, is generated when a small nuclear weapon, 40 to 60 kiloton, about three times the size of a Hiroshima bomb, is detonated 200 miles out in space above the United States. It sets up an electrostatic discharge. The technical term for that is Compton effect, which cascades electrostatic discharge, which cascades to the Earth's surface, feeds into the millions of miles of wires, which now become antenna, feeds this into the power grid, overloads the grid, and blows it out. Estimates are that three small weapons like this, Eastern, Central, Western United States, would short off most of the electrical grid of the United States. The scary figure here, congressional reports in 2002, again in 2008, stated that 80 to 90% of Americans would be dead a year later. EMP, the threat of an EMP was fully realized in 1962. When the United States launched a missile into space to see what would happen if we blew it up. It's called Operation Prime Fish. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what the name is at the moment. But what happened was that blew about 500 miles away from Hawaii, 200 miles up. It shorted out a fair amount of the Hawaiian power grid. The Russians did the same thing a couple of months later in what's called Test 184. This was blowing out power grids 500 miles away from the point of detonation above Kazakhstan. So this is a very, very real threat. It's taken seriously. Like I've said, there's been congressional studies on this. And in 2020, President Trump started to move to study this more with DOD, DOE, and others. But unfortunately, that got derailed with the Biden administration. But just within the last couple of days, the Trump administration is again talking about what's called Iron Dome, which is the Israeli system. But in the United States, it would shoot down such missiles before they got over the territory of the United States. This is a very real threat. It's scary to realize that almost all of our electricity is pumped on systems that are 30, even 40 years old. That's a report from DOE about 10 years ago.
And this all shows just how vulnerable we are here in America to something like this, a massive staged event. It seems like with all this money missing, that a huge event could happen at any time. And then it can be blamed on Russia or China or whoever at this point. I want to point out that he talks of Iron Dome shooting down missiles. Well, if they're coming down from space or satellites, space-based weaponry, they're going to have a hard time shooting those down. And no one yet has shot down or stopped Russia's brand new hypersonic missiles. So this is a very real threat on the table. Wanted to share this information. Join me on the live streams where I break this down even further. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Have a plan.